In February 2020, Japan is celebrating the first national day, the Emperor's birthday, since His Majesty Emperor Naruhito ascended to the throne. I am delighted that Cord magazine is publishing a special edition dedicated to Japan on this celebratory occasion. On 1 May 2019, His Majesty Emperor Naruhito ascended to the throne, when the new era, Reiwa, commenced. Reiwa stands for beauty and harmony. His Majesty will celebrate his 60th birthday on 23 February 2020. During his New Year's greeting, His Majesty said that he hoped this year would be a peaceful and good year without natural disasters, while he expressed sympathy for those who were affected by the typhoons and heavy rains of 2019. As His Majesty said, "I am also hoping that 2020 will be a beautiful and fortunate year without natural disasters." Last year saw Japan host several major events, such as the G20 Summit, the Rugby World Cup and the Ceremony of the Enthronement, at which people from all over the world gathered. Furthermore, as you know, the Olympic and Paralympic Games will be held in Tokyo this year. In November 2019, the new national stadium was completed, and now the people of Japan, brimming with hospitality, are eagerly waiting to welcome guests from around the globe. However, hot and humid weather is my concern, thus I would like to encourage Serbian teams to prepare well in this regard. The city of Hofu in Yamaguchi Prefecture, the city of Kashiwazaki in Niigata Prefecture, the city of Fujimi in Saitama Prefecture and the city of Karatsu in Saga Prefecture will, respectively, be the host cities of Serbian national teams competing in volleyball, water polo, wrestling and handball and 3-on-3 basketball. They will help the Serbian national teams to adopt themselves smoothly to the climate and lifestyle in Japan so that they can provide their best performance in Tokyo. Grassroots exchanges between citizens of these cities and Serbian team members have already begun, which is why I'm convinced that the Olympic Games in Tokyo will be one of the best opportunities to see the further development of bilateral relations between our two countries.